Hallelujah. Now, the three songs that we sang tonight are prayers. Are prayers that we can sing and pray to God. Someone has said that your hymn book ought to be right next to your Bible. And I believe that's true. I've endeavored to sing certain songs over and over with you so that you would get them into your heart. Like, draw me nearer, I am thine, O Lord. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord. Have you learned it yet, the song? Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. Nearer, still nearer. What a wonderful prayer that is. Lord, to be thine, sin with its follies I gladly resign. These are prayers, these are desires that we express to God. And the Bible also is filled with prayers that we can pray. Now tonight, we give time to prayer. Tonight is our prayer meeting at camp. Where would you find prayers in the Bible? What's one book that has many prayers? The book of Psalms, right? That was their song book, but it really is a collection of prayers. Psalm 51, have mercy, O God, upon me. According to thy loving kindness, forgive my transgressions. And you can find many prayers in the book of Psalms. And you can find prayers in the New Testament. Did Jesus teach us to pray? He gave us the Lord's Prayer. You find his prayer in the garden, not my will, but thine be done. And where else can you find prayers in the New Testament? In the letters, right. Paul often prayed or wrote in his letters prayers. What he was praying for that specific church or group of people he was writing to, and their marvelous prayers. Tonight I just wanted us to consider a prayer of Moses. Moses, the servant of God. We've been thinking about him a little bit, looking at his life. And he was a man of prayer. I've always been so much impressed by how he prayed for that people that God had given him to lead out of Egypt. When God said, I want to just strike them down. You know, Moses, step aside. And I'll wipe them out. And what did Moses say? No, they're your people, Lord. You know, blot my name out of your book of life, but spare this people. They're your people. What will the other nations think? This is your people that you brought out of Egypt. It's for your glory, God. He was a mighty prayer. And if we open our Bibles to Exodus chapter 33, it's a chapter right after that incident we read about the golden calf and how they had so soon, so quickly departed from God, and how Moses had come down from the mountain and given that call, who is on the Lord's side. But now they're commanded to leave Mount Sinai and to take their journey. What was God, or where was God bringing them?
To the promised land.
To the promised land. He brought them out of Egypt that he might bring them in to the land that he had promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. He had made covenant with Abraham. And now that promise was being fulfilled. He brought his people out of Egypt to bring them in to the promised land. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. And he goes on and he tells how he will send forth his angel to go before them and drive out the inhabitants of the land, and how it was a land that was flowing with milk and honey, But he said, I will not go up, verse 3, in the midst of thee, because thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. So here, Moses is given this tremendous responsibility to lead this people through the wilderness and into the land of Canaan. Drive out the inhabitants. But let's just drop down to the 12th verse. And we find here a number of prayers or requests that Moses makes of God. And I just want to consider them with you because I believe that we can pray the same in the same fashion, in the same way. Our desires ought to be similar to Moses's. I mentioned, on Sunday, that it's right for us to pray for our needs. There's nothing wrong with that. Our temporal needs and the needs of our family, the needs of our loved ones. There's nothing wrong with that. The salvation of souls. That ought to be part of our prayer. And here Moses also shows us things that we can pray to God, maybe concerning ourselves. And I don't think they're selfish prayers necessarily, but they're certainly not self-centered, and you'll see what I mean. Verse 13, or verse 12, and Moses said unto the Lord, Lord, see thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, verse 13, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I might find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. So if I ask you, what was Moses asking? God, show me your way so that I can know you. Is that a prayer that we could pray or should pray? Yes. Lord, I want to know you. The Apostle Paul prayed that way, that I might know him. But this thought of show me your way, it's not only, I don't believe it's just a path. It wasn't show me, you know, the path that I should take. But when we read about the way of God, it's the way that we ought to approach him. It's the way that he has laid down for us to come to him. And show me your way. And I believe here at camp, the Lord endeavors us to show us his way. One of God's ways is praise. One of God's ways is submission. One of God's ways is to be thankful, to rejoice evermore. Show me your way, Lord, so that I may know you. One of God's ways is to wait on him. Hold us who wait before thee near to the heart of God. And so we want God to show us his way. That ought to be a prayer, a desire of our hearts. Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you better. Do you think we ever get to the end of knowing God? Do you think we ever could completely know God, so to speak?
No.
No, very good. No. There's always more. And we heard that last night and expressed. There's always more. No matter where we are in our experience, walk with God, there's always more. At Williamsburg, we've taken for 2012 the verse, grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow. There's more to know of God. And so that ought to be our desire. And then if you, verse 14, and the Lord answered, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And Moses said unto him, if your presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. Is that a good prayer? Lord, I don't want to go anywhere without you, without your presence. I want to feel your presence near me, and your arms around me thrown. I must have the Savior with me. Would that be a good prayer to pray as we left our homes? Every morning, Lord, I don't want to go out that door unless you go with me. And does he go with us? Do you think if we would ask him that he would go with you? Brittany, what do you think? Would Jesus go to school with you? Yes, of course. Let's just drop down. Verse 18. Well, the Lord responds, and the Lord said to Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Verse 18, and Moses said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Ever prayed that? Lord, show me thy glory. And the Lord said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And the Lord said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Did Moses get an answer to his prayers? Last week we spoke about being specific in prayer. And the fact that we ought to expect an answer. Do we look for an answer when we pray? Well, here, God, you see how God just, I was going to say, accommodates Moses' requests. He stoops down. Yes, Moses, I'll do that for you. Because you have found favor in my sight. And just one more. The answer is found in the 34th chapter. Verse 5, the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. And that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the children's children, unto the third and fourth generations. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. One more request. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people. And pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. How did we start out the reading in the 33rd? God says, I'm not going with you because they're a stiff-necked people. And here, somehow, Moses gets, I was going to say, what he wants, what he desires of God. Isn't that amazing? He ends up with this prayer. Now, O Lord, if I've truly found grace in your sight, I pray thee, go among us. See, Moses wasn't satisfied when God said, I'm going to send my angel. He said, God, I want you to go out among us. I want you to be in the midst of your people. And God said, behold, I make a covenant before all thy people, I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord. What marvelous promises. All right, what did Moses pray for? The first thing. Show me now thy way that I may know you. Second. If thy presence go not up with me, carry us up not hence. Third, show me thy glory. Reveal yourself to me. That's a wonderful prayer. Lord Jesus, reveal yourself to me. Show me your glory. And the last one. O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us. Pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. Beloved, God has not forsaken his people. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. And so we too have this right to come. To come to our God and to pray largely. I was reminded of Jesus and how he taught his disciples to pray. And that prayer, or that statement that he made there in Luke 11. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them who ask him? He talks there about being persistent in prayer. He talks about asking and seeking and knocking. And then he tells them, if an earthly father knows how to give good gifts to his children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And so I'd like to just lay these thoughts, these prayers, upon your heart tonight. Did anyone take time today to get alone with God? Spend some time seeking his face? Now you don't have to raise your hand. But we don't want to neglect so great salvation. We don't want to let these things slip, as it were, from us. But we want to lay hold. We want to press in to know our God. Lord, show me your way. I want to know you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Make Jesus real as a king within. And so tonight we're going to just do something a little bit different. We're going to break up into smaller groups and spend some time praying together, praying for one another. But before we do that, I'd like to sing, Brother Dan, the greatest thing in all my life is knowing you, loving you, and then serving you. Maybe we could stand as we sing. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. To know you.
greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. I want to love you, Lord. I want to love you, Lord. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you.
One more, serving you.
The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. I want to serve you, Lord. I want to serve